You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We have a new series for 4 weeks. We'll talk about the infinite qualities, the unchanging, the immeasurable, awesome, great qualities of God. And today, we'll talk about the immutable or unchanging God. And for the next 3 weeks, we'll talk about God as omniscient. He is all-knowing. He is omnipotent. God is all-powerful. And God is omnipresent. He is always present. He is always with us. All right? So as we start, let's read our text found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. When God made His promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things, in which it's impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words. We ask for your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds, help us to understand, receive your word, and help us to apply it in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your great and awesome God, who doesn't change, and you are always with us. We thank you for your grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. Infinitude. No? What does the word infinitude mean? Infinitude just simply means without boundaries or unlimited. Sino ba sa inyo gumagamit ng unlimited text? Okay, nauubos yung oras sa kate-text. But God is unlimited. He is without measure. That means He cannot be limited. Hindi siya malilimitahan. We cannot limit God to a man-made object, to an idol, because God is the creator of the universe, the God who created all the planets, the constellations, stars, the sea, the universe, and everything that's in them. And as we have said, no, we'll talk about the unchanging, the great and awesome qualities of God so that we'll know who God is. No, para makilala natin ang lubusan ng Diyos, at paano natin siya makikilala at how that knowledge applies to our lives. Paano mababago ang buhay natin as we know God who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and always, who is always with us. You know, there's a theologian and author of the book, Dr. Wayne Grudem. He talked about the unchangeableness of God, no, or His immutability. That's our topic today, unchanging God. And Dr. Grudem defines God is unchanging in His being, perfections, purposes, and promises. Yet, God does act and feel emotions. Okay, hindi po siya nagbabago, ngunit siya ay kumikilos at meron siyang emotion, meron siyang feelings, and He acts and feels differently in response to different situations. No, katulad po nung nangyari nung panahon ni Jonah sa Nineveh, naalala niyo po ba yun, si Jonah, yung kinain ng balyena? No, dahil ayaw niyang pumunta sa Nineveh. Ngunit nung siya napunta na sa Nineveh, niluwal siya ng balyena, and he preached that unless you repent, gugunawin ng Diyos ang syudad na ito. But the Ninevites, the city repented, nag-fasting po sila, nagbago sila, at sila humingi ng tawad sa Diyos, and because of that, God changed His mind. No? So, God is unchanging in His perfection, yet He acts in the response to people reaction or obedience, no? Because God is, even though He is holy, He is also merciful and loving God. And so today we'll talk about the unchanging or the immutable God. No? In 1995, there was a radio conversation between a U.S. naval ship and Canadian authorities. No? Yung captain po ng barko ay nakakita ng mga ilaw at akala niya, pwede ba natin palabas yung video? Pwede? Ayan, sige, panoorin na lang natin yung video. What happened?
Again, this is the USS Montana requesting that you immediately divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision. Over.
Please divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid collision.
This is Captain Hancock. You will divert your course. Over.
Negative, Captain. I'm not moving anything. Change your course. Over.
So, this is the USS Montana, the second largest vessel in the North Atlantic Fleet. You will change course 15 degrees north, or I will be forced to take measures to ensure the safety of this ship. Over.
This is the lighthouse, mate. It's your call.
Okay, kausap pala niya, lighthouse. Kala niya barko, lighthouse. So, sino po ang nag-iba ng direksyon? Yung barko, yung battleship, o yung lighthouse? O yun, yung battleship, no? Kahit na marami siyang weapons, kahit na powerful siya, sometimes ganun ang tingin ng tao sa sarili niya, no? Powerful, invincible, influential, but yet, God is the unchanging God, no? He's like that immovable lighthouse. At kaya, dapat tayo sa Diyos, tayo ang mag-submit, tayo ang sumunod sa kanyang direction, sa kanyang mga salita, no? And so, today, we can see that our world is constantly changing. There are rapid changes in politics, in government, in communications, in science, technology, even the way people communicate to one another. Dati nung unang panahon ay nag-send ng message ay gagamit ka ng telegram. At tapos naging telephone na, at naging fax, tapos nagkaroon ng beeper. No, alam nyo ba yung beeper? Mabutan nyo ba yung beeper? Sino pa ba gumagamit ng beeper ngayon? May gamit pa rin daw ang beeper ngayon eh. Sabi nung nakausap ko, pwede raw yun pag naka-incline yung kotse, naka-park sa elevated, no, para hindi mag-slide, pwede mong isagkal sa gulong. No, yung beeper. And so, nagkaroon ng rapid changes. No, sa tapos na, meron ng internet, email. Okay, pwede ka na mag-send ng through email, hindi mo napapadala sa post office. And then text message, no? Kahit na sa abroad, pwede mong i-text. And then nagkaroon na rin ng blogging. Karoon ng Friendster, Multiply, Facebook, Twitter, 'yun, no? Mabilis na ang pagsasend ng mensahe. There's a Greek philosopher, Heraclitus, who wrote, "There's nothing permanent except change." Kahit na, so marami pong changes, kahit po yung mga driver, di ba? Mga driver ng jeep at mga bus, madalas sila mag-change ng lanes, di ba? Para lang mako-overtake, yan po ang mindset nila. And medical science has discovered that one of the reasons why kids would wet their beds when they sleep is when there's a change of environment. No? Pag meron daw stress, anxiety, fear, that's one of the reasons of bedwetting. So, merong instability or insecurity when there's change. Lalo na pag may bagong management o may bagong officer o bagong CEO, hindi mo sure kung ikaw ay, if you will still stay in your job. No? There's an insecurity or instability. But yet, when we see a God as unchanging or immutable, no, we can see that we will be secure in Him. We will see that we can be secure in His promises. So, I want to share to you three aspects in the unchanging nature of God. First of all, God is unchanging in His promises. Everybody say promises. Okay, ang Diyos po ay hindi nagbabago in relation to His promises. He cannot change what He said. He cannot break what He promised. Hebrews 6:13-15, when God made His promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for Him to swear, but He swore by Himself, saying, "I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Ano ba yung pinramis ni God kay Abraham? Nung si Abraham po ay 75 years old, okay, dinala siya ni Lord sa labas, bahaya, okay, "Abraham, look at the sky." No, tumingin ka sa langit. At kung gaano karami ang mga bituin. Okay, sino sa inyo tumitingin minsan sa langit? Sa gabi, hindi nyo makita dahil sa pollution. Pero yung stars, no? Pag nasa Antipolo ka siguro, no? Sa may bandang Padis Point, kitang-kita mo yung Metro Manila. At yung mga stars, look at the sky, kung gaano karami yung stars, ganyan rin karami yung magiging descendants, yung ganyang lahi mo. And so, at that time, Abraham was still childless. Wala pa silang anak ni Sarah. But yet, he believed the promise of God. He believed God. And it was credited to him as righteousness. And so, after waiting patiently for 25 years, Sarah conceived and she gave birth to Isaac. Abraham became a father. And Abraham became Abraham, meaning a father of multitude. And so, God is unchanging in His promises. Though it may take some time, no, but just wait for it. Kaya nga sabi sa Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? Diba? Hindi katulad siya ng tao na minsan nangangako at napapako, but God fulfills His promises. So, do you know how many promises God has made in His Word? There are, according to what I read, there are over 3,000 promises in the Bible. And so whatever your need is today, no, if you need healing, if you need comfort, if you need strength, if you need encouragement, there's a promise for you in the Word of God, in the Bible. In times of trial, we can depend on the faithfulness of God who always keeps His promises. Nung first service nga po ay nandito si Patrick Fernandez, one of our Victory Group leaders. At a few months ago, nagkasakit yung mother niya, who is 88 years old. Tatlong beses sinugod sa hospital sa Marikina. Me and Pastor Earl went there, prayed for her. Even Patrick, there was a word that he claimed, yung faith of the Syrophoenician woman. He found a promise in the Word, and he claimed that. And so, we declare the covenant promises of God, and praise God. No? God miraculously healed her. She and her husband are now in the province. No? Nakabalik na, malakas na, malusog na. And so, because God is unchanging, God is reliable when it comes to His promises. No? And you can always bank on it. You can depend on Him. A second nature, second aspect of God is He is unchanging. God is unchanging in His purposes. Sa kanya mga plano at layunin, hindi po siya magbabago. Hebrews 6:16-17, men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of His purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, He confirmed it with an oath. Okay, so ano ba yung promise ni Lord kay Abraham sa Genesis 12? No, yung purpose pala niya kay Abraham, yung promise, you will have many descendants. But what was God's purpose for Abraham? I will bless you so you can be a blessing, so that through you, all the nations, all the families on earth will be blessed. Yung pala yung purpose, yun ang plano ng Diyos. Na pagpapalain ng Panginoon si Abraham para siya ay maging pagpapala. Did you know that's the same plan God has for you and your family? God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing. No, gusto ka nang i-bless ni Lord para hindi lamang pang sariling kapakanan mo, no, hindi para mag-drive ka ng Fortuner o bagong Altis o Civic, kundi para maging blessing ka sa mga taong nangangailangan sa paligid mo. And that's God's purpose for Abraham is unchanging until this day. That's why in Psalm 33, verse 11, it says, "But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations." No? Sa bawat henerasyon, may plano ang Diyos. Sa generation mo, sa susunod na henerasyon, sa pamilya mo, no? Sa mga anak mo, God has a plan. And if your family is not yet born again, then God's plan for your family, according to Acts 16:31, you and your household will be saved. No? That you and your house shall serve the Lord, or according to Joshua. That's God's plan, God's purpose. And sometimes we may feel that our lives are somewhat parang going in circles, no? Parang paikot-ikot lang. Maybe you feel that sometimes, di ba? Parang minsan parang walang, may pinapatunguhan ba yung buhay ko? But God's purpose, that should be our guide. No? Hindi tayo dapat malihis sa plano niya, sa layunin niya. Sino po sa inyo dito na-experience yun ng mawala, or you got lost in a new place, no? Bagong punta kayo, saan ka nawala, Pastor Alfred? Sa Luneta? Nawala ka? Ah, nung bata ka. Okay. Sino pa sa inyo dito nawala? Nawala na, naligaw. Alright? Saan naligaw? Sa mall? Sa Mall of Asia? Saan? Ah, sa Cubao. Nung bata ka pa. Ah, Okay. Ako po na nung 2006, after the World Conference sa Anaheim, no, ay dinala po kami ng kaibigan, mga kaibigan namin, kami ni Gigi, sa Disneyland. No? At nagkaroon po nung gabi, may parada ng mga mascots, no, ng Mickey Mouse. At dahil po ay maraming tao, ako po ay nawala. No? Nahiwalay ako sa kanila. And so for a few minutes, ako ay nawala. Minsan rin po, 1997, nang after an outreach in China, on our way back to Hong Kong, nawala rin kami nung team sa Hong Kong. And so we got lost in Hong Kong. But what do you do? Tanong-tanong na lang. Pwede ka man magtanong, no? But what would you do if you got lost in a forest? Diba? Anong mangyayari kung ikaw na nawala sa isang gubat o sa isang malayong lugar? But if you have a map and a compass, no, you can rely on that compass. Alam niyo po yung compass, di ba? That simple device or instrument that has, because of its magnetic field, it always points to the north. No? So yung needle ay laging tumutuon o nakadirect patungo sa north. And so you just have to look at the compass and your map, and you will find your way out. So ganun rin po yung purpose ni Lord sa buhay natin. God's purpose and plan is like that compass. Hindi po magbabago yan. It's always going forwards. Always, God has given you a hope in a future. God's plans for you are the same for through all generations. And so, wag po tayong ma-discourage kung minsan nakakaranas tayo ng pagsubok. God has a plan for your life. And we just have to align our lives. No? Iayon lang daw natin ang ating buhay sa plano ng Diyos. The third aspect is of God's unchangeableness. He is unchanging. God is unchanging in His personality. He is unchanging in His being, in His perfection, in His character. God never worsens or becomes better. The idea of a developing God is not found in Scripture. Yung sabi nga sa Hebrews 6:18, God, it is impossible for God to lie. No? So hindi po imposible po sa Panginoon ang magsinungaling. So God will not become worse or become better. He's always the same. He is already perfect and forever remain eternal, unchanging, and everlasting. Unlike His creation, diba, ang creation po, ang kanyang nilalang, pwedeng ma-develop, magbago. Ang mga tao, pwedeng magbago. Diba, yung itsura natin, nagbabago. Yung height, yung weight, pwedeng magbago. Kahit yung mga nilalang, mga creatures, mga animals, diba, may mga natetrain na pets or dogs. No? Sino sa inyo ang merong alaga o aso? Okay, sa bahay. Okay. May mga tinitrain. Diba, may kilala ba kayong dog trainer? Merong tinext sa akin dati, meron daw isang dog trainer na tinuruan niya yung aso niya ng mathematics. Aso Alfred. Nung pag tinuruan niya ng addition, subtraction, multiplication, yung math. And so, pag sinabi niyang 5 times 2, ay tatahol ng 10 beses yung aso. At pag sinabi naman niyang 15 minus 7, tatahol ng 8 beses. Okay? Tapos, addition, subtraction, multiplication. Tapos, may nag-text nga sa akin isang linggo. Sabi niya, naaawa na raw siya sa aso niya. Bakit ka mo? Kasi napupuyat na yung aso niya. Bakit ka mo? Kasi nga, tetrain na niya sa math eh. Eh, may nagtanong ba naman? 10,000 times 10,000. Huh? Ayun, hanggang ngayon, tahol pa rin ang tahol. Napupuyat na. Kasi tinrain niya yung aso niya. So, that dog. Anyway, God is unchanging in His personality, in His person. That's why yung faith po ni Abraham's faith was grounded, it was on the unchanging character of God. Dahil lang Diyos po ay hindi nagbabago, God's mind does not change, He's not fickle-minded. And also in Malachi chapter 3, 6 to 7, it says, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. At this time, sinulat ni nung prophet Malachi, no, the people of God were unfaithful because they thought God has forgotten them. No, as they returned from being exiles in Persia, nung nakabalik na sila sa Jerusalem, they thought that God was not committed to keep His word. But God said here that I, the Lord, do not change. That's why you are not destroyed. And God wants His people to return to Him. Pag tayo po ay nanumbalik sa Diyos, that's when God will continue to shower His blessings on our lives. And all we have to do is believe that He is unchanging and He will not turn away from His word. He will not turn away from what He promised. God cannot change, basically, in His character. And so, even though there are changes, rapid changes in this world, we can rely on the unchangeableness of God. And so, because the implications for us today, because God is unchanging in His promises, in His purposes, and personality, then we can trust His word. We can trust His promises. We can depend. We can rely on God, what He said. We can be sure of our salvation. Jesus promised that He will be with us until the end of the age, that no one can snatch us out of the Father's hand, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. God promised that He who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of the return of Christ. How many of you believe that? That God will be with you until Jesus returns. And we have an anchor for our souls. Meron tayong angkla para sa ating kaluluwa. Just like a ship that is anchored on a pier. Merong angkla na nilubog sa ilalim ng dagat para maging stable, para panghawakan yung barko. Secure and stable yung barko. Hindi siya aanurin o maaalis. And the same way with our souls, with our lives. Because God is unchanging, He is faithful, He's always faithful, He is always reliable and dependable. Even though sometimes people may disappoint you, but because of broken promises, God will not disappoint us. He will always keep His word. And so the main point I want to leave with you today is this. In a changing world, we can be secure in our unchanging God. Let's say that together. In a changing world, we can be secure in an unchanging God. Dahil po, ang Diyos natin ay hindi nagbabago, tayo po ay sigurado. Tayo ay secure. Tayo ay ligtas sa Kanyang mga kamay. And so, in other words, in short, God's immutability is our security. Diba? Merong tayong tinatawag na mga mutations or genetic changes sa DNA. Diba? Like yung X-Men, Napanood nyo yung X-Men, mutation yun. Okay, yung teenage, ninja, muta, turtle, di ba? Mutation, Pero ito, God's immutability, God's unchangeableness is our security. And it's the same thing, that it's same attribute ascribed to Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Whatever Jesus did when He was here on earth, when He was in Galilee, in Israel, diba? He healed the sick, He preached the gospel, He forgave people of their sins. He is still doing it today until forever. And that's why we can depend on God, because God is unchanging in His promises, in His purposes, and in His personality. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You are unchanging God, that You are the same until eternity. We thank You, Lord, that You are always faithful. All Your promises are yes and an amen in Christ. And Lord, there may be some of us here who are experiencing tough times. May mga nakaranas po ng mga mabibigat na problema o pagsubok sa buhay. Lord, we pray that You'll comfort them, that You'll empower them, encourage them. If you are one of those people who need encouragement because you're going through tough times, I want to pray for you. Just lift up your hands right now and let me pray. Let God strengthen you, heal you, and deliver you. Lord, I pray for these people who are raising their hands that You will intervene on their behalf. Kapo Lord, magpalakas sa kanilang mga puso, that You will encourage them and provide for them and strengthen them so that they may be able to overcome all these challenges, trials, and testings, Lord. That they will not give up, Lord, but they will persevere until the end because You are unchanging, God. Ikaw po, Panginoon, ang Diyos na hindi nagbabago. And we can rely on your promise as we just wait patiently, Lord. Makikita namin na aming mga pangako ay matutupad sa aming mga buhay. And so, Lord, I pray for your hand of blessing, favor, protection, and healing to be upon these people. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness. We give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name.